This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Donald Trump also promised big changes in America's trade policy over the weekend. The president-elect warned via Twitter that companies that move production out of the U.S. could face a 35% fine on things they sell here. But now some Republican leaders are suggesting they might not be on board this approach, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
It's the first real confrontation over Trump's plan for a new trade policy. Mauro Gillen teaches management at the Wharton School of Business.
It represents a split within the Republican Party. There may be a wing of the Republican Party that wants to prevent jobs from moving abroad, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. But there's another wing which is very pro-business.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California, reacted to the president-elect's tweet, telling reporters that he, quote, didn't want to get into some kind of trade war. Linda Lim, a business professor at the University of Michigan, says this would run counter to the American economic policy of at least the last few decades.
It says that government has a right to intervene in the business decisions of individual companies, which is totally antithetical to the free market model, which we all thought America was.
She says traditional Republican leadership is arguing that businesses and consumers will end up having to pay more for things, and that overall welfare will take a hit if these tariffs were imposed.
Because of this, presidents are usually very careful about imposing tariffs, the international repercussions, as well as domestic political and economic repercussions.
Other Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, have said they think overhauling tax code, not imposing tariffs, is the legislative approach to take. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.